I want a rejection of the movements that openly create the permission structure to do violence.
What is the permission structure to do violence? How about doing violence and then having the President of the United States pardon all of you and your crony friends for it? Isn't that kind of like a structure of violence?
Lauren Boebert then got up and asked for a prayer to be said aloud, and many Democrats objected because apparently if you're not going to do that for other victims of assassination, then you shouldn't do it for Charlie. Just
like, how performative is this? Oh my God, you had a moment of silence. Why are you asking for a 30-second prayer next? This is also why I say you never capitulate to these actual soulless demons.
Yeah, I find it to be kind of interesting taking a step back for a week or so and seeing how many people are coming around to the inevitable reality that this is the only path forward. There are so many people in society now that are just completely unhinged.
Anything but telling the president to calm the down. Anything but that.
What should the messaging on the left be moving forward if the right are going to be retarded? I think every single person on the left should just say over and over again, has Trump called for both sides to turn it down? And that's it. Literally, that's it. I look to the president for guidance on my rhetoric, and I'm looking to see if the president has said that everybody needs to pull back.
Many people on the left have not been careful about this at all, and they've incentivized what is a rising tide of violence that makes it nearly impossible to speak freely in the country. If Charlie Kirk can get shot, anyone can get shot for speaking their mind. That is where we are. That is why it is empty verbiage when I hear the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, blaming President Trump for a quote-unquote new era of political violence and giving us, selling us soft words about the supposed increase in political...
I hate him as a human being now, right? Like, literally, I think I can do that, right? I don't know if I would... Charlie Kirk would probably say the same. I'll preemptively and posthumously, I guess, hate him as well. Like, you, dude. Like, assuming that people like me are going to events, which we do, I don't even need to speak hypothetically about this. I do, right? Like, this type of shit is just increasing the chances of me getting killed, right? I'm sorry, but you are a weak man. You are a morally incompetent. You are religiously failing. You're supposed to be some, you know, stalwart Jew or whatever. You should be able to tell the president of the United States, hey, buddy, why are you blaming the Dems when we don't even know the shooter? Can you never, ever, ever, a single time tell your side to calm the down ever? You guys are supposed to be the better people, the bigger men. You never are. Libs always have to be the bigger man. Always. Why? Like, you. Like, and now we're actually getting killed. It's supposed to be other people getting killed. Now it's us. And you still can't tell people to calm down? Unreal.
Rhetoric.
And I think there are people who are fomenting it in this country. I think the president's rhetoric often foments it. We've seen the January 6th rioters who clearly, you know.
So you think it's just going to keep getting worse? Yeah, it should be. Why wouldn't it? I mean, like, what is the signal being sent over and over and over again? If you're a Republican, you think all the violence has been from the left. You don't think anything that happened on the Republican side has ever been a Republican's fault, right? J6 was just a Fed's erection. Trump pardoned them all because it was unfair. All the shooters have been either outwardly liberal or secret liberals, and you just don't realize it, even if they're registered Republicans.
Have tripped a new era of political violence.
Why don't you condemn the movements that you are creating and facilitating that actively say that people like Charlie Kirk are...
Like they do. Like Democrats have done this over and over and over and over and over again. Why don't you go ahead and roll Biden's speech versus Trump's speech?
Threat to them. Why do you not do that? Why do you not do that? And I will tell you, I do not see a reaction that is on the social media right that matches the reaction on the social media left to the new.
Are you serious? How many people on the right, well, we're watching it, that's what we're going through now, have called for revenge, that we need to rise up and fight against, you know, that we need to, like, there's been so many unhinged tweets from people on the right today and yesterday. How are you saying this? What social media are you on? Destiny, you say this, but then say civil war won't happen? When have I said civil war won't happen? I feel like that's the path we're on right now.
News of Charlie Kirk's death. I just don't see it. When two Minneapolis politicians of the left were shot, it turns out by a patronage supporter of Tim Walz under...
In a video game. Give me a break. It's your fault. Your fault. Your fault. Your fault. Like, this is you, bro. Seriously? They're...
Two Minneapolis politicians of the left were shot, it turns out by a patronage supporter of Tim Walz under disputed circumstances. I saw zero celebration from the online right. I've yet to see tremendous celebration of something similar from the online right. I'm not seeing it. If it's there, it ought to be condemned. But to pretend that this is sort of an even-handed problem would be to ignore the ideological underpinnings of violent conspiracism that lead to assassinations. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez did her usual routine. She blamed it on gun violence. The problem is not guns. The problem is evil people who believe they can use guns to kill people because they are engaging in free speech. AOC tweeted, "The scourge of gun violence and political violence must end. The shooting of Charlie Kirk is the latest incident of this chaos. It must stop. We cannot go down this road. There's no place for it in America. We wish for his recovery." That was, of course, before Charlie had died. The scourge of gun violence and political violence must end. Thank you for those absolutely meaningless words. Truly meaningless. Yesterday, controversy broke out on the floor of the House of Representatives. The Speaker of the House asked for a moment of silence for Charlie, which was given. Lauren Boebert then got up and asked for a prayer to be said aloud, and many Democrats objected because apparently, If you're not going to do that for other victims of assassination, then you shouldn't do it for Charlie. Just
like, how performative is this? Oh my God, you had a moment of silence. Why are you asking for a 30-second prayer next? Like, what's next? Do we all have to go fucking on pictures of his fucking family? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, is there nothing is enough? This is also why I say you never capitulate to these actual soulless demons. There's no reason to capitulate to them because it's never enough. Nothing you do is ever enough for these people. Like, holy shit. What do you want to have, like, do we need to do a dono drive for all of them next? Like, do they have GoFundMes up? Like, what the do we all need to go subscribe to their YouTube and buy their crypto now? Like, Jesus Christ.
For a moment of silence for Charlie, which was given, Lauren Boebert then got up and asked for a prayer to be said aloud, and many Democrats objected because apparently, if you're not going to do that for other victims of assassination, then you shouldn't do it for Charlie. Just ridiculous. Here we go.
The chair would ask that all members present in the chamber and those in the gallery please rise for a moment of prayer for Charlie Kirk and his family. For what purpose did the gentlelady from Colorado rise?
This is after they had like a 30-second moment of silence, by the way, that they all had and nobody interrupted. They had their full moment of silence, but it's never enough. It's never enough. Did he actually do an edit here? He did. That's what that cut forward was, wasn't it?
And those in the gallery, please rise for a moment of prayer for Charlie Kirk and his family.
What an actual fucking Satan spawn of demon, dude. Holy shit. I might become religious just because the forces of evil over here are so unbelievable.
The chair would ask that all members present in the chamber and
this is the unedited version of that.
The chair would ask that all members present in the chamber and those in the gallery please rise for a moment of prayer for Charlie Kirk and his family.
Then he gavels it and they're done. And then Boebert's like, can we say a prayer too? Can we say a prayer too? It was too quiet in here to get my boyfriend a fucking hand job. Can we do a prayer at the same time now, please?
For what purpose did the gentlelady from Colorado rise?
I like how he just cut forward there. To be fair, his program is only 54 minutes, so maybe he didn't have time to put the full extra 25 seconds into the video.
Chamber and those in the gallery, please rise for a moment of prayer for Charlie Kirk and his family.
People shouting no. What the hell was wrong with you? Seriously, what the hell was wrong with you?
Let's wait a minute. Wait a minute. The house will be in order. The house will be in order. Shh. We
Destiny, he was assassinated on live stream and a prayer is too much. Who sounds radical now? One, they just had a moment of silence. They don't need to pray in Congress, okay? Two, they didn't have a moment of silence for any of the other murdered fucking people that have happened from the right. Yeah, what do you mean? Go pray on your own fucking time, dude. Nobody wants to worship the Mr. Invisible Man here while you say your meaningless fucking prayers and you go suit up to post more retarded shit on social media.
Fuck, you will join for prayer right after.
Oh my gosh, if you can't stop. I mean,
the chair
Gavin Newsom, who had done an actual podcast with Charlie, put out a tweet condemning political violence. He said, the attack on Charlie Kirk is disgusting, violent, reprehensible. In the United States of America, we must reject political violence in every form. Again, that's all very nice. What I want is a rejection of the movements that create incentive structures that
even Dems disavowing both sides isn't enough for these guys. It's not even enough. And I don't even think Dems should be disavowing both sides. I like Elizabeth Warren had a good response. Mehdi Hasan is my spirit animal right now. The only mainstream media spirit animal that I have on Twitter right now. Even Ezra Klein is being a cuck about this. That it shouldn't even be a both sides. It should be I'll talk when Donald Trump says something. Fuck you. Like, even when the Capitol was being raided and every single motherfucker on Trump was praying for him, please say something, he wouldn't fucking say anything. It's unbelievable.
Openly call for political violence, that openly create the permission structure to do violence. Not every political...
What is the permission structure to do violence? How about doing violence and then having the president of the United States pardon all of you and your crony friends for it? Isn't that kind of like a structure of violence?
Point of view does that. Not every political movement does that. Disagreeing on tax structures does not create the incentive structure for political violence. Saying.
Do you think tax disagreements is where all of the issues are coming from right now? Didn't the president just try to send the National Guard and post pictures of him threatening to send the military to Chicago? Isn't that a thing they're actively talking about right now? While masked ICE agents are running around the country, arresting people and throwing them into whatever vehicles and shipping them off into whatever countries? Like,
that if I say that a man is not a woman, that I'm erasing you as a human being and threatening your very existence, or engaging in a trans genocide or erasure or whatever the hell you want to call it, and that speech is violence, and therefore violence can meet speech. That is a permission structure. And if you back that, you are backing a permission structure for assassination. That is what you are doing. This is why I'm going to take it under advisement. When Zoran Mamdani, who has created so many permission structures for various types of violence, it is beyond reckoning. I don't believe you.
What the f*** is Mamdani said for violence? How old is Mamdani? Isn't this guy like 28 years old? I don't know how true that is. Mamdani, age. This guy's 33 years old. What? He was a city councilman prior to this. What are we talking about?
I don't believe you. When Zoran Mamdani says, I'm horrified by the shooting of Charlie Kirk at a college man in Utah, political violence has no place in our country.
Oh, I forget. Shapiro's Jewish, so he's going to be real mad on this Islam shit.
I don't believe you believe that. And the reason I don't believe you believe that is because you are perfectly willing to make excuses for people who do violence depending on the cause that they are pursuing. The same person who was fine with globalizing the Intifada, literally a call for violence, is now saying that political violence is... I don't believe you. I think you are just saying...
Look, this is another thing, too. Listen, Mamdani's views on Palestine and all this shit are fucking retarded because I hate Palestine and Palestinians, and I hate Israelis now, too. All of you, okay? I still love Jews, but only the ones in America, okay? Actually, the Jews in America, too, because you guys don't even donate money like you're supposed to. Where the fuck is my George Soros, who's supposed to be funding my paramilitary outfits right now, okay? They're not here, all right? I watched that Eddington movie. I don't know where the helicopter guys are. I don't see those guys in real life. So you know what? Fuck all of them, okay?
Who's fine with global...
But Mamdani has walked back the globalize the Intifada comments. Ben doesn't give a fuck. There's no credit here from this loser. So what the fuck is the point? What was the point? Now, I mean, Mamdani should do it. Probably if he's trying to get support more from especially Jewish progressives in New York. And if he thinks it's the right thing to do to turn down the whatever anti-Semitic hate or whatever. But like Ben Shapiro gives him no credit for it. So
globalize the Intifada, literally a call for violence, is now saying that political violence is... I don't believe you. I think you are just saying the words. The FBI in Salt Lake City has released a picture of a person that they are looking for right now. They need your help. That is why I'm showing this picture. They say, we are asking for the public's help identifying this person of interest in connection with the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University, 1-800-CALL-FBI. The picture appears to be of a young white male wearing sunglasses, a black hat, dark jeans, and a black hoodie that appears to be emblazoned with the picture of President Trump shaking his fist after the assassination attempt. Or alternatively, that maybe is a little vague, hard to see. Could be an American eagle in front of an American flag. A little bit difficult to see. Obviously, the goal, if this is indeed the shooter, the goal of that person would be to blend in with the crowd.
Is it going to be the goal of the shirt was to blend into the crowd? That's why he wore the shirt that looks conservative. But the supposed trans bullet engravings we found, that's his true message like that. But that would never like.
Apparently, the shooter in this particular case.
I don't know if that's been confirmed yet. Also
had specked out the terrain, had plotted an escape point. That is why the person is not in custody as of yet. That is.
Also, I don't know if we've seen this guy in the crowd, but.
This person will be found. This person will be tried. This person will be executed, as well they should.
Jesus.
As well they should.
Well, Charlie tried to have conversations with you on the left, and you killed him for it. You're killing us in our churches. You tried to kill our president. You killed one of our greatest advocates in Charlie Kirk. You have been openly cheering for and celebrating and encouraging and committing political violence for years. Antifa, BLM, well-funded, highly orchestrated, widespread movements based in...
Antifa was well-funded and highly orchestrated? BLM was well-funded and highly orchestrated. I mean, maybe like the six people that ran that org and stole all the money. It's always a projection, too. Like, the well-funded and highly orchestrated movement is on your side, guys.
And fueled by violence. You made a hero out of Luigi Mangione. And you celebrate Charlie's death even now. It's too late to turn the temperature down. This is not a time to hold hands. It's a time for justice. This is a time for good to fight back against evil. It is time for the righteous to prevail. For the sake of our country and for our families and our children. And for Charlie. And many of you have seen all the myriad posts and videos.
This is why it's hard to feel bad for any of them now. Like, there's a non-zero chance, especially after Charlie Kirk dies, right? Where now you've got people that are rolling around looking to avenge their fallen conservative hero. Like, imagine you're listening to this.
Families.
Like, if there was any amount of moral character, this is also why these people are all irreligious, or if they are religious, they should go to, like, super hell, because Jesus Christ... these guys are just disgusting, right? But imagine, like, the thing you should say after an event like this is, like, I know that tensions are high. I know that we all feel, you know, like we want to avenge our friend and everything. But, like, now is when cooler heads need to prevail. There's never been a time for these guys who are obsessed with archetypes, for these guys who are obsessed with stories and religiosity and you know, Greek mythos and everything else. Like, there's never been a time where it was, like, the hero responded in rage and anger and prevailed. It's like, not generally, like, usually you have to, like, chill and, you know, you're supposed to be a bigger person, right? Even assuming this is, again, we don't even know this is a left-wing shooter. We don't know yet. The people that hated And nobody on these online spaces, or nobody in these alternative media spaces knows, unless you spend a lot of time online, the number one group that hated Charlie Kirk, at least in the past, was the Griper movement, was Fuentes' fans. Now, we don't know if it was a Griper that shot him. As far as I'm aware, I don't think any Nick Fuentes fan or Griper has ever been involved in any kind of terrorist or violent event. That's not what I've never heard of that before. But, like, we have no idea who this shooter, we don't know anything about this guy at all, right? Another group of people that really don't like Trump or Trump associates are never Trumpers, right?
These are our children. And for Charlie. Now, many of you have seen all the myriad posts and videos from leftist demons celebrating Charlie's death. I know we want to tell ourselves that these are fringe voices, but they aren't. There's a very large group of people out there who want us dead. Even in Congress, they tried to have a moment of silence after Charlie's passing, but Democrats jeered and heckled. In Congress. This is who they are. Not on the fringes, in the main. They could not possibly make themselves any clearer about it. But I do want to say this. When I see these rodents gloating now over the death of my friend, I'm, of course, disgusted by it. Yet also, I truly see it as a powerful tribute to Charlie's life and work. Charlie had many friends who loved him dearly, many fans who adored and admired him. That's without a doubt the greatest.
The number one people who hated Kirk were Fuentes types? Yes. You either know or you don't know. If you've been involved in online spaces, there's a long feud between Gripers and Charlie Kirk. They used to, like, troll him at events and shit. Kirk hated Nick Fuentes. He hated him so much. It wouldn't surprise me if there's never been a mention, if Kirk has never even said his name in a video over the past year. I don't know if he has his name kept up. Maybe they've chilled. Fuentes kind of, like, nosedived his career after the whole Kanye stuff. Although he's getting more popular again. He kind of comes and goes in waves, like a mushroom trip. Why is that? I don't know where their feud began. I'm not sure. I just know that they got, like, I know that they used to troll the fuck out of the Turning Point USA events, the Gripers did. Maybe just because it was another movement that they could kind of, like, show up and troll. I don't know where the feud starts or why, though.
Testament to the sort of man he was, no question about it. But as a true culture warrior, it must be said that the evil gloating of his enemies are accolades in their own right. May we all be so successful and productive that our enemies celebrate when we die. May we all be so devastating to the leftist project that they long for our demise. May we all fight so hard and so effectively that they have no choice but to try to kill us. May our lives be a problem for these people and our deaths a relief. Let them dance on my grave as they dance on Charlie's. Then I will know that I did my duty. Our opponents should be happy when we leave the ring. If they aren't, then we didn't punch hard enough. Charlie punched harder than anyone. He did it with a smile. He did it through speech and debate. He did it non-violently. But he was a devastating fighter all the same. And his opponents are overjoyed because they think they've gotten rid of him. But they're wrong. They have...
What should the messaging on the left be moving forward if the right are going to be retarded? I think every single person on the left should just say over and over again, has Trump called for both sides to turn it down? And that's it. Literally, that's it. I look to the president for guidance on my rhetoric, and I'm looking to see if the president has said that everybody needs to pull back in an apolitical, nonpartisan way.
Gravely misjudged the situation. The only thing more powerful than a living fighter is a martyred one. In life, Charlie motivated and rallied us to put on the armor of God and fight for what we believe in. In death, he motivates and rallies us all the more.
I don't know... maybe historically, maybe there are examples that would make me wrong here, but the martyr stuff feels like a truism that isn't actually true. I think that, like, martyrs suck. I think that especially for people, maybe, like, if you're at the end of your life, martyrs can be good, but I feel like especially if you're young and you can do stuff, I feel like being martyred is not good for your movement. Like, yeah, people will be hype for a week or so, but it doesn't drive long-term change or long-term antagonism. It just sucks, especially if you were a highly effective leader. Now, if you have, like, an irrelevant person who's a martyr, then that's whatever. But I don't think leaders of movements getting killed are generally, like, good for the movements generally.
I want to be very clear that we will not back down after this. We will not shrink away or go into hiding.
What has Trump said about this? Trump blamed the radical left Democrats for the rhetoric and everything, which is just unbelievable, without even knowing who the shooter is. What about Jesus? Jesus doesn't count as a martyr. He literally came back to life.
We will not fall silent. We will not walk in fear. We will stand taller and prouder than we ever have and be louder and bolder than we've ever been and fight harder than we've ever fought. You know, they think they can kill the movement by killing us, but in the entire history of the world, that strategy has never worked. And it won't work now. I promise you that. You can kill a man. You can shoot him in the neck on stage. You can spill his blood for the whole world to see, but you cannot kill a cause. Especially when that cause is nothing else but love of God, love of country, love of family. That cause is truth. You can't kill the truth. No matter how many of us you shoot, you cannot kill it. You know, many of us, conservatives on the public stage, have seen the death threats and death wishes over the last several hours. Leftists across social media are making their wish list of who they'd like to see assassinated next. You know, I've seen my name on the list.
Oh, my God.
Benz is on it. Many other names. I do think the chances of a copycat event are very high. I do. And that's why I feel that it's important for me to say that I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to hide. None of us will. None of us. Because if we back down, then the demons who killed Charlie will win, and they cannot win. They will not win. The day before his death, Charlie posted a picture of Irina, the young woman who was killed on the light rail in Charlotte. And he added a short caption, "America will never be the same," he wrote. Amen. You had no idea how right you were, my friend. America will never be the same. It will be better. Thanks in large part to your work, your legacy, your example, America will ultimately be a better place, but there's a lot more to be done. In the meantime, the fight continues. You finished your race, Charlie. You fought the good fight. You kept the faith. And now we'll take it from here.
Okay.
And we won't give up until the work is done.
Wow.
And you can rest in peace knowing that. Godspeed. Even in Congress, they tried to have a moment of silence after Charlie's passing, but Democrats jeered and heckled. In Congress.
What did that look like? When you say without even knowing who the shooter is, how is that not cope? What could be an alternative? Bro, Trump is the least popular president in all of U.S. history. He has a sycophantic cult obsession with MAGA, but everybody else hates him. Grippers hate him. Never Trumpers hate him. There's a lot of different groups and people on the left that also hate him. Like, who knows? It's like, if I had to put money on it, my guess is it's the shooter is probably left-leaning. But I don't even know. It would almost be 50-50. I feel like left-leaning attacks or whatever are always like cringe, like BLM shooting cops and walking up and shit. But like getting a rifle and like setting up and doing all that shit, I don't know. It seems kind of... Could also just be a fucking lunatic as well. Some like crazy guy who wants to make, you know, huge waves in the country. Disgraceful. Democrats yelling in Congress, their moment of silence.
The chair would ask that all members present in the chamber and those in the gallery...
Did he say please, president?
The chair would ask that all members present in the chamber... and those in the gallery, please rise for a moment of prayer for Charlie Kirk and his family.
This is also cringe. Why the fuck? Wait, he was a political figure, like not like an elected lawmaker. Again, we didn't do any of this for the Minnesota state senator that got literally assassinated. But okay.
Let's wait a minute. Wait a minute. The House will be in order. The House will be in order. Shh. The House will be in order. Shh.
I'm aware that the video title says after the moment of silence. I'm aware of that. His claim was that they interrupted
Congress. They tried to have a moment of silence after Charlie's passing, but Democrats jeered and heckled.
He's saying that they prevented the moment of silence. I'm responding to his claim, not the title of the video. Holy shit.
The House will be in order. We will join prayer right after this, okay? The chair lays before the House a communication. The House will be in order. Thank you all. The House will be in order. The chair lays before the House a communication.
Oh boy. Okay. Music break.
Shot down and he was barely 31. Another woke coward took a life with a gun.
We don't even know who shot him yet.
Left behind a wife and a daughter and a son.
Charlie Kirk definitely is not a super radical right-wing person, but I would say that he's more of the moderate to, you know, kind of extreme right-wing. A very, very radical right-wing. And he's even featured in South Park recently because of it. Charlie Kirk definitely is not a super radical right-wing person, but I would say that he's more of the moderate to, you know, kind of extreme.
Like, Asmongold is absolutely right, but he's right for the absolutely wrong reason. That's the issue that we have now because our politics has gotten so fucked. Charlie Kirk, like, all considered, is relatively moderate in today's political climate, but that's because the average MAGA is insane. The average MAGA supports the deployment of the National Guard to places like Chicago, or the average MAGA supports Donald Trump and the executive branch literally ruling unilaterally. The average MAGA supports Donald Trump personally directing Pam Bondi to investigate political opponents. Like, so he's right in that sense, but he's so wrong. Like, it's so
extreme right wing, very, very, I would say, lukewarm, though, in my opinion, at least especially, and this is where we're going, especially compared to now. And what I think is going to happen now, because obviously these shootings like this don't really happen inside of a vacuum, and they never do, they never have. And I think that the situation that we have right now is that there is a tremendous amount of political violence that is advocated for, promoted, and allowed to exist on social media that has turned up the temperature in all political conversations, all social conversations, and all discourse on the internet. And
you
of political violence that is advocated for, promoted, and allowed to exist on social media.
Yeah, because you guys cried about getting banned all the fucking time. That's your fault. You cried about getting banned on Facebook. You cried about getting banned on Twitter, so Elon Musk bought it. You cried to Zuckerberg personally. Donald Trump was banned on social media platforms for advocating for violence. That's what he got banned for, was for the J6 stuff. And then he sued these companies and got millions of dollars in payouts because he's personal friends with the CEO to get his account banned. Yeah, no shit. There's violence on all these social media platforms. You guys cried about it and said it was freedom of speech.
That has turned up the temperature in all political conversations, all social conversations, and all discourse on the internet in general to a point where it's almost unrecoverable. You have people that are out there all the time advocating for violence, advocating for people to get killed. Somebody needs to take care of this guy. Somebody needs to deal with this. I wish he were dead. Won't somebody do it? The 8647, all of the crypto messaging and all the doxing, right? Why do you dox somebody? Why do you post a person's home address?
It's not incorrect.
It's to make other people that are insane, like the person who killed Charlie Kirk, it's to give them the ammunition they need to kill that person and to put that person's life in danger. That's why they're doing it. And so that's the reason why they want to find out the identities of ICE agents. That's the reason why they want to find out the identities of Tesla owners, like at the beginning of the year. It's so
guys, people go, it's mean, it's jokes. The line, unfortunately, too big now.
People are just saying it's mean, it's jokes. That's what you guys said. That's what you guys said about every single thing that Donald Trump has said and done. It's all jokes. It's all joke. All of it is just jokes. It's just Donald Trump memeing. All of you have said this.
And the gray are too much. What? Advocate for violence, intended somebody's gonna die or get killed, whatever, a million times with memes, or whatever, right? I'm gonna tweet a picture of this gun. I'm gonna tweet about this person dying. I'm gonna tweet about this crime person getting killed. I'm gonna do all that, but I'm gonna do it in a way that it's not, I'm not doing it exactly, right? I'm gonna just keep doing it because it's a good meme. Oh! Somebody actually brought a gun. Whoa, what do you mean? What the fuck? How? That's not what we meant. Dude, just don't do it. It's just cringe. It's cringe. It's not just edgy. It's wrong.
They can destroy their car and destroy their lives. And this is...
Why do you think that doing dark humor is bad when you have no finesse with a big platform? Because when you have absolutely zero finesse with humor, and you make jokes that are like, oh, dude, a woman can't drive.
They called it alligator Alcatraz. Like, I'm sorry, but Lil Bro is delusional.
Hey, whatever, right? If you have finesse and this is funny. And the point, there's no point. It's just a joke, right? People will say, that's funny, right? But when you don't have finesse, right? You go, people don't see true, fuck them, fuck women. And then it actually fosters this type of mindset, and other symptoms arise from that type of behavior. And that's a problem. You know, that's a problem. That's not a good thing. Like, and that's the problem with these memes and these advocate for violence, whatever, is that, oh, guys, for you, it's just whatever. But when it actually happens, right? These guys feel like they're part of the group. People they're saying, oh, in this example, people are saying, women, they think they're part of the group. They think they're being validated. They think that that's what we're doing here. They think that's the energy that we're never bringing. That's the problem.
It's not necessarily a one-sided thing. I think that in the last 5 years or so, especially since BLM, it's been a like 90% left-wing thing. But that doesn't mean that the 10% right-wing people are right either. But I do think that now you're going to see a lot more right-wing people balancing out.
What? Okay, what?
Years or so, especially since BLM, lives. And this,
by the way, you want to know where these political views actually come from? And as ironic as it is, because Hassan likes to blame me all the time, a lot of it comes from Hassan. Because these fucking retards, okay, XQ Down syndrome and fucking Asmongold Trisomy 23, these guys get all of their political views and all of their understanding of current politics from social media and Twitch. So in their mind, the average liberal must be Hassan Piker, who's an actual literal fucking terrorist and an actual literal fucking terrorist supporter, an insane piece of shit, right? But in their mind, this is much the average guy on the left, I guess. And then a MAGA person is the average guy on the right. And they're more or less lined up, except Trump, Hassan's rhetoric is probably more extreme, at least outwardly. So, I mean, like, that's a lot of that is a social media environment that Twitch enforces. So it's not even that surprising how these retards would end up this point of view. It's funny that Hassan likes to pretend that, you know, I'm influencing these guys. Probably as Hassan is the one who's influencing these guys in another direction way more than I am.
Years or so, especially since BLM lives. And this isn't necessarily a one-sided thing. I think that in the last 5 years or so, especially since BLM, it's been a like 90% left-wing thing. But that doesn't mean that the 10% right-wing people are right either. But I do think that now you're going to see a lot more right-wing people balancing out those scales. The fact is that you can take a knife to a gunfight all you want, and you can think that you're honorable, but you're going to end up being dead. And I think that's what right-wing people have done for a very long time. They tried to speak above the political violence. They tried to advocate above it and not try to stoop down to that level. But the issue is that a lot of these social media companies have expressed...
We'll never say Elon Musk, just social media companies.
Literally zero.
90% of these stats are being thrown around. It's kind of whatever. I don't know what are the stats for political inclinations with some of the things that are being talked about. I want to speak on it. I would more challenge the stats. I don't know what we'd have to look at.
No desire to even do the bare minimum of moderation.
Remember, the facts aren't important, just the rhetoric. Like, just being able to, like, speak about things and kind of having your own theories and ideas. The facts themselves aren't really that important.
I think that two of the worst actors are Twitter or X and Reddit. Both of these platforms are full of a bunch of extremist nut jobs that not only should have their accounts banned, but they should probably be put in mental institutions.
Who was the person that rolled back all of the moderation for X? Who was the person that everybody was cheering on for being the free speech warrior that all these guys were sucking a while ago?
And I think that now... I find it to be kind of interesting taking a step back for a week or so and seeing how many people are coming around to the inevitable reality that this is the only path forward. There are so many people in society now that are just completely unhinged, under-medicated, and really just completely insane.
Under-medicated? Wait, so is it too much medication or is it too little medication? What do we... whatever.
Pain.
Anything but telling the president to calm the f*** down. Anything but that. Anything but saying maybe Donald Trump should, like, chill the f*** out. Anything but that. Anything else but that. More SSRIs, less social media accounts, more people, anything but telling Donald Trump to say, hey, it's too much. Both sides need to bring this the f*** down. Anything but that.
That you can't have a person like that running wild out in society. They cause problems for themselves, not to mention everybody else around them. And I think that the society, we need to have an honest conversation about how to deal with these people in a way that, and I'll be real, I don't really care about the people that are crazy. Their well-being and the way that, you know, things are for them. Of course, obviously, I wouldn't want it to be bad, but it's certainly not important. What's really important is all the people who aren't crazy, making sure that people that are not crazy, that are good actors, that are law-abiding citizens, are able to live a life of peace, a life of prosperity, and a life without fear of going on the subway, for example, as of the recent event as well. And I think that every single person in the world deserves to live in a place like that. And I don't want to see, you know, America turn into a PvP server. And it sure seems like...
I mean, dude, we're like 12 years, 15 years back.
Canadian, by the way. I don't know why I'm saying we. Yeah.
That's that point.
It is. And I think that in order to prevent that from happening, we need to have honest conversations about what do you do with people that, you know, get arrested 14 times? And it's not even a question, right? You put them...
This is not the same. The... planned assassination of a political figure is not the same as like random acts of violence, which are bad and we should do something about them, but that these are not coming from the same place.
Yeah, when you throw away the key and you compel them to work, and that way you can make the money back from imprisoning them forever. That's the way that you solve that problem. It's very simple, actually. But for some reason, the way that that makes people feel has made them unwilling to look at this obvious truth. If you look in history, this is what we've always done in history,
yeah.
And it's because it works. And the problem is that now we have so much of the discourse that's dominated by emotional thinking, that's dominated by the most unstable, the most virtue signal, the most, ridiculous, performative,
Hold on, I'm so sorry. Wait, what's he saying here? Hold on.
Is that now we have so much of the discourse that's dominated by emotional thinking, that's dominated by the most unstable, the most virtue signal, the most, ridiculous, performative empathy possible, and that's defining a huge political voice in the country. This has become a tremendous detriment to everyone. And I think that with people like the shooter that probably...
Well,
where's the Trump truths with the invading Chicago tomorrow stuff? Where's that, like, who? Anything but telling Trump, anything but saying that the Republicans need to calm the fuck down. Anything but that.
Well, when the big man had 8 weeks of energy, who would mind? When have I not been against violence? Buddy, even with people that I hate, even with people that I absolutely despise, I always call out violence. Buddy, even with people that I hate, even with people that I absolutely despise, I always call out incredibly hard the Sanders. What? Okay, now I know you don't want to stream it. It's all good. You don't want to stream it. It's all good.
fatally shot Charlie Kirk, with that guy in the subway that stabbed that Ukrainian woman, or with that trans shooter that shot up the school.
An Elon Musk post with two exclamation marks. Don't ever link an Elon Musk tweet in my chat. I don't care. I don't even know it's him half the time. The guy tweets 7,000 times a day with random exclamation marks. I don't give a stop spamming this retarded tweet in my chat. Yes, I know. It's Hassan. Here, look. Wow. Hassan thing. Oh, Elon Musk too. I don't care. Please stop spamming with retarded tweets from this retard. Holy shit. Just mail me the ketamine directly next time so I can at least enjoy getting high instead of having to read tweets from somebody else who's abusing it. Jesus.
And among all of them is that these people...
The reason why a lot of people are visceral about this one, right? I tweeted about it. It's simple. Yes, bad things when they happen, right? My goal under the radar or whatever, right? When some guy is at a school having a dialogue in front of thousands of people, plus a bunch of people watching at home, I'm sure it's being broadcast in other places, and some guy shoots him in broad daylight, it explodes the topic. It becomes multiple layers above it. So yes, it becomes publicized. Yes, it becomes more out there, more awareness. So yes, the impact will be bigger. So I tweet about it. Here's what it is. What about it? It's not unreasonable of me. It's more in your face, so you'll react to things in your face. If things are more like this all day, you go, dude, you have to react, it's right there. But you go, yo, yeah, you might react a little bit less. It's that simple.
Cases,
it's not some pick and choose shit, man.
Beforehand, and nothing ever was done about it. And until we can stomach the idea of solving problems like that before they happen, we're going to keep having problems. And I think that with Charlie Kirk, it's very obvious that the amount of, political violence and advocating for political violence that's happening on the internet has turned up the temperature and created an environment and a culture where this type of behavior is normal. And not only is it normal, but it's actually encouraged. And the problem is that now people are acting on it. And you're starting to see this happen, and I think it's going to continue.
Like, you just have no business talking about it now. Now it's going to start to happen. Now that Charlie... Like, this is the equivalent of, like, history started on October 7th, or history started in 1948, or history started in whatever arbitrary you're going to choose. Like, now it's a problem. Now that nobody, somebody we know died, now it's for real. Jeez, I'm drooling on myself. Now it's an issue, right? Now it's a problem. Like, no! It's been an issue for the entirety of Trump's presidency! Remember, I'm not even saying that, like, these guys should be condemned forever. Right? Like, I sincerely mean this. This comes from a place of political care. It comes from a place of, like, caring about my country. And it also comes from a place of personal concern for my own safety. It would be a good thing if Donald Trump came out and said, all of us need to calm the fuck down. All of us need to take a step back and chill, okay? For you to say, now it's a problem, after you joke about dressing up like a Pokemon trainer to go deport immigrants. This is destroying people's lives. You want to talk about, no offense, but you talk about, like, oh no, Charlie Kirk, his kids aren't going to have a father. Yeah, but you guys laughed and memed when Abrego and all these other people are shipped off. What, their kids aren't going to have parents, right? If they get if their parents are shipped off to other countries or to concentration camps in El Salvador. You guys memed and laughed when it was about war with Greenland and taking over Panama and renaming it to the Department of War and pardoning all the J6ers. And, like, all of these things are meme until a bad thing happens. Like, oh shit, guys. Like, excuse me. It's not even like the writing is on the wall. It's like a dude with a loudspeaker is standing next to you saying, you're getting ready for violence. And then it happens. And you're like, holy shit, I could have never seen that coming.
I don't think Charlie Kirk is going to be the last one, but I think that we will look at Charlie Kirk's death and see it as a turning point in this topic. And what I'm really trying to get at here with this entire...
Mainstream media is fucking ass dog shit.
It is. But for exactly the opposite reason that he thinks... When I was on Kick earlier because I was doing work on my other monitor for like 2 hours, and we watched CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. This is every single interview, every single part of the coverage of CNN and MSNBC on this topic. Hello, fellow Democrat. Hello, man, what's going on? Well, we all need to calm the fuck down. It's a lot. There's a lot of, extremist rhetoric. We all need to chill out, and, like, everybody, you know, we all have a role in this. Like, okay, yeah, true. Like, not good. Charlie Kirk dying is not good. Yeah, really bad. It's bad. It's really bad. Fox News. We're going to get vengeance on these motherfuckers. These extremist leftist Democrats, we're going to get these guys. It's not enough to just to condemn the shooter. We need to fight back. It's a holy war. The Democrats are evil. They're literally hell. They're Satan's butt. We need to take these guys out. We're going to fight. Like, it's not even remotely equivalent between the two sides right now.
Sideways, bond the bill, mental retardation levels of trash I'm so tired of it. It's insane.
Right now, we are at an extremely pivotal moment. And I think that what's going to end up happening is that right-wing people are not going to continue to turn the other cheek. They're not going to continue to just, oh, well, you know, this is just a crazy left-wing radical. I think you're probably going to see right-wing people doing the same thing to left-wing people. And honestly, while I don't think this is a good thing, I certainly don't.
The alternative is holding them to a higher standard and just and going hard at them when they do some stupid-ass shit. It's that simple. Stop glorifying killers. Stop making it all about who they were and what they were going to be in life. And what, stop doing this massive story. Nobody gives a shit.
By the way, what were they trying to do recently? Did they get a sign-off on the fucking Ashley Babbitt presidential or military send-off? Hello?
You do massive acts like murder and massacres. You're not some whatever. You're what we call a fucking loser cuck. You're nothing. You're an ant. But they made these massive... Oh my God.
Did they actually get that approved or... The U.S. Air Force is providing military funeral honors for Ashley Babbitt, an Air Force veteran who was killed during the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. The decision was made by the Trump admin after the Biden admin had initially denied the honors. What did they, didn't they also get like a $10 million or $15 million payout from the government as well? They renamed a military base after. I think that was a fake story. I don't think that was real. That was like an AI thing or whatever.
Another shooting. How could this happen? We didn't. They make like anti-heroes and it's just trash portrayal of everything. It's garbage.
I don't feel that sorry.
Always identity politics,
because
fucking laced trash.
I have no problem advocating for violence or at least using coded language in order to advocate for violence. The fact is that there's a certain level of intellectual dishonesty that goes on in situations like this where it's considered, oh, well, you know, this isn't actually what they meant. And no, this is actually some others. No, it is. It's exactly what they mean. They're trying to advocate for killing people that...
I know what you said. You want to go back?
And honestly, while I don't think this is a good thing, I certainly don't really feel that sorry for them, because a lot of left-wing people have no problem advocating for violence.
This is the point, remember? This is the point, right? We're already here, guys. The left is already genociding us, right? So why would we feel sorry for them? We're just fighting back, right? We're fighting back. Remember, they're not trying to bring it to the civility thing because they think that they're right here. So they're trying to bring it back to the violence thing. But this is like where we're locked right now. And remember, if you give up, right? If you give up while one side is being violent, all you're doing is being pushed to the other utter annihilation section of the prisoner's dilemma graph.
Violence, or at least using coded language in order to advocate for violence. The fact is that there's a certain level of intellectual...
Even though this has some form of validity, it's unfortunate, but portraying his argument this way makes it a cycle. And it sucks, but what if somebody uses justification to do the other thing that would prompt this justification, that would prompt the next guy to do the same thing, that would prompt him to do the justification? It's why...
Like, that's what you're doing right now. Does he not understand that that's literally what they're both doing right now? He's describing what they're doing in real time.
Portraying his argument this way makes it a cycle. And it sucks, but what if somebody uses justification to do the other thing that would prompt this justification, that would prompt the next guy to do the same thing, that would prompt him to do the same justification? It's why it's a cycle. It's why I hate it. It is this way. Don't get me wrong. I hate this way. But my takes are always pussy takes all the time, because I stand up when it comes down to it's a no across the board. I don't give a shit. Nobody deserves it. Nobody, even though somebody might be advocating for that. You know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Right, nobody deserves this shit. It's
a policy that goes on in situations like this where it's considered, oh, well, you know, this isn't actually what they meant. And no, this is actually some others. No, it is. It is exactly what they mean. They're trying to advocate for killing people that they disagree with. That's what's happening. And there's no talking around it. And to the extent that you try to, you're insulting the intelligence of anyone that you're speaking to.
So coded language exists on the left, but on the right.
And I think that now you're going to start seeing a lot of right wing people end up doing this to left wing people now even more, because it's very.
That's a pretty grim prediction. I hope it's not true. And I don't see it that way. And if I can have a message to bad actors out there, is that doing it, just being better and continuing to do what you think is good, okay, speaks volumes. It speaks that you're unshaken. When people become unhinged and radicalized, you don't become radicalized. You do your thing and you can just put your head down to what you think is the best path forward. It's that simple, unfazed. It's what it is. Oh, because they're radical, I'm going to be radical. This is trash mindset, buddy.
Clear that.
Like, this is retarded. It's just retarded. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that you can allow yourself to be completely consumed and defeated by the other side and just sit there and be more pure about it. Like, that's just unfortunate. This is not how reality works.
These social media platforms are not going to moderate this behavior. The FBI, for whatever reason, just refuses to deal with or have any degree of accountability for dealing with these obvious terrorists that are in the country. And because of that, I think you're going to start seeing...
No, I keep my word, buddy. I've kept my word since I've started my stream. Bro, show me one instance of that I ignored and then go against violence. Dude, I hate violence. Everybody knows. I find always arguments around even being physical with somebody. Like hitting them. I hate violence. I think it's trash. It's just trash. People say, oh, dude, so proud. When you make it a point to always be this way and always do that, you can, you're allowed to speak that way. Like, otherwise you're just being treated like a bitch.
Violence from right-wing people as well.
And even this loser party is going to shame by now.
I don't really think the word is justified because it's not justified, but the word is expected. I think it's going to be expected. The fact is that, you know, again, you bring a knife to a gunfight, you're going to lose. And don't be surprised when you keep bringing guns to gunfights and then somebody else decides to start shooting back. I think that's what's going to happen. And
I'd like to welcome back with Dennis.
And this is going to be, in my opinion, I don't really think the word is justified because it's not justified, but the word is expected. I think it's going to be expected. The fact is
I agree. I don't think it's expected.
What XCC talk to you? I don't know. We're on Discord. Spam his chat. I listen. If he wants to chat, I'm always free. The last time I messaged him, he ignored me. Okay. Listen, I'm obviously always. I don't know why you're spamming me to.
Actually, hopefully people that are on this side of the hour, they stand on business and don't change the way that they're acting in regards to violence. And nobody does anything. Why? Because doing something just continues a cycle of violence. It doesn't go anywhere. It makes everybody look stupid. That's the main problem with some of these guys that do these like acts of terrorism. So they think, oh, dude, this is gonna achieve so much. But in fact, it just makes their whole people look brain dead. It devalidates all their opinions, and then you say it becomes automatically correct.
Gunfight.
How is that understood?
And don't be surprised when you keep
running out of protest. The whole weight of what you're saying goes flat when you're on the top of a car burning shit down. You're a dumb fuck. I don't care how good your argument is. When you're doing it while throwing fire and shit and burning cars, I stop listening. You are now a dumb fuck. Oh my God, it's a devil.
Guns to gunfights, and then somebody else decides to start shooting back. I think that's what's going to happen. And I think this is a degradation of society as a whole. And ultimately, the real burden of responsibility.
This is it. Holy shit, he's so right-wing.
The real burden of responsibility. Who is it going to be on? Not going to be on the leader of the country. Not going to be the guy who won the popular vote. Not going to be the guy who can have, the power to, speak to the entire country at once as our leader.
Policing your protest to stay legal so that everybody looks good, whatever. How is that right wing? To guys, let's not be dumb.
You're seeing the conservative brain rot machine in action right here, right? What is he talking about when he's saying burn cars down, right? He's talking about the very small protest that happened in LA where there were people doing unhinged retarded shit. What is he not talking about? He's not talking about the 10 to 15 million people that protested on the No Kings Day that basically went by without a single fucking report that I'm aware of literally fucking anything. Almost nothing happened on that day in terms of violence. But he's not talking about that because he doesn't care about that because it doesn't suit what he's talking about right now. Instead, he wants to hyperfixate on the cringe losers that were setting cars on fire, taking wacky pictures on like day one or two, maybe, but not on the 10 million plus people that were protesting, a couple weeks after because it's... So this is the fixation, and that's the more accurate representation?
I'm at a hockey game. Let's not throw shit on the ice, guys. And some guy does this shit, yo, what the fuck are you doing? But if you go, oh, I love that. Can you give me one little... Yo, it's a problem. We're not arresting somebody. You can police each other and say, guys, we're not... Brent, let's not do this shit. It's not that hard. It really is not.
True. Policing each other. True. Even if you can see that the left is as bad as the right, it's still Trump's job to lead the country. How anyone could look at this situation. Well, yeah, I know. The reality is the president should be going above and beyond. But we're just asking for like parity. Can you just be as good as like the bare minimum? The reality is that he should rise above like Biden did. That's what he should do. But he can't do that, right? Donald Trump is blaming the radical Democrat leftist for the shooting without knowing who the shooter is. But all of MAGA was literally giving themselves wedgies and crying and shitting and pissing all over their living rooms when Hillary Clinton uttered the grotesquely horrible phrase, please mute your headphones if you're easily triggered, okay? I'm so sorry. This is a very, very offensive phrase. When she called them a basket of deplorables, they lost their fucking minds over that. It was so stupid.
And I don't think that it falls even on the commenters themselves.
J6, the fact that your brain automatically just thought about a rebuttal on how something is worse, bro, it's a dialogue fallacy. Double fault. Oh, because that. Dude, this is some caveman shit. Caveman. Oh, we get to throw fire at cars on purpose because J6 happened. What a stupid fucking mindset, dude. How many brain cells you got left? It's getting under 10.
It falls primarily on the government.
It's not even just, again, and this is why I will always push back. Like, oh, why are you talking about this? Excuse me, you pardoned all of them in 2024. The reason why you have to bring this chain of events up is because you can't understand history in a vacuum. There are no such things as discrete events that happen in history. Everything builds off of one thing to the next. You can't understand, 2001 without understanding the year 2000. You can't understand 9/11 without having at least some background to U.S. involvement in the Middle East. You can't understand the second Gulf War without knowing why Saddam Hussein was left there after the first Gulf War. You can't understand, like, how do you understand anything in a vacuum? How can you pretend that there's some discrete event? Like, how does October 7th make sense, you know, without talking about 2014 or 2008 or disengagement in 2005 or the second Intifada in 2000 or the Oslo? Like, everything builds. It's so stupid to be like, how could you talk? What do you mean? Why are you bringing about this? And then they do this stupid thing. They go, whataboutism. It's not whataboutism to say what happened first. What caused this, right? That's so fucking stupid. You go to the hospital and it's like, oh my God, I'm type 2 diabetic, doc. I think my shit is fucked. And it's like, oof, well, what do you... You know, what have you been eating? Oh, you're going to whataboutism to my diet? You're going to whataboutism? We've got this guy in the ICU. We're not sure. There's a fucking gaping wound in his stomach. What's going on? I think he got shot. He got shot. Whataboutism? You're going to whatabout to what happened before he came in here? I just want to know right now what's going on. Like, it's such a stupid thing, right? The whataboutism is, what do you do when the president of the United States tells his whole political movement, you can commit crimes, you can commit insurrections, you can do things. Like, it's almost like he believes that, like, as long as you're doing things that are for the benefit of his political movement and the country, you can't commit crime. It's almost like he said that exactly. It's almost like he's tweeted out those exact words or whatever, right? He who saves his country can't commit any crime or whatever. Like, Jesus. Like, it doesn't get any more clear. It's so cringe. Oh, my God. It's like Nazi Germany, you know, 1940, whatever. And it's like, we've got to find this. There's got to be at least one direct order of Hitler talking about, you know, killing the Jews. And Hitler's like, oh, I cannot say anything directly about this. There's like one telegram or whatever. He's like liquidating, you know, a car of people. And then meanwhile, it's like Donald Trump. If Hitler was Donald Trump, he'd be giving a speech in like 1929 saying, guys, we got to get all these fucking Jews out of here. We got to get them out of here. We got to do something about these motherfuckers. And then like 12 years later, people are like, what? Concentration camps? Where did these motherfuckers come from? Who could have seen it coming? What?
Stupid fucking mindset, dude. How many brain cells you got left? It's gotta be under 10.
It falls primarily on the government. The fact is that the government, there are already laws that permit, explicit calls to violence. There's already laws that permit the types of stalking and doxing that people engage in online. And one of the big things that is a misconception is that people like me want new laws. We want any form of extra censorship at all. I certainly don't want that, and I don't know anybody else that does.
But conservatives don't condemn Jesus. I don't care. You want to show you're better?
Shut up, you fucking loser. God, give me in. Oh my God. You want to show you're better than them? Then just get slaughtered.
I'm telling you what, I'm hearing the pitch.
Oh, this guy.
I hear the pants just caved.
No.
Police your own, guys.
Oh. Is that true?
I didn't
I'm hear. Here, I'm hearing no. reports the pants caved.
No.
I'm telling you, if pants cave, we're going to drag motherfuckers through the streets.
He means streets was a Twitter group, and he means drag them, like drag them online.
Politicians are going to get fucking drugged through the streets.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to have our shit stolen. We're not going to have our election, our country stolen.
Like, it doesn't even get any more direct, right? Like, he's referencing things that Donald Trump just said in a speech like 20 minutes ago. They're trying to steal your country.
If we find out you politicians voted for it, we're going to drag your fucking ass.
They didn't vote the right way. The politicians didn't vote for the right thing. Like, he's directly referencing all of the things that Donald Trump just said in his speech. You have to show strength. You have to be strong. We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors have been lawfully slated. You've got to do the right thing. They've got to vote for the right people.
Ass through the street. Because this is the second revolution. So let me find out.
Second revolution? Didn't that start with an insurrection?
Out, Pence.
Also, and remember, all of these... I'm sorry, dude. I hate... Oh, God. We're playing video games later. I can't. I hate politics. This guy was the top secret instigator to the entire event.
Man from Arizona has pleaded guilty.
Where is he? Show me the Ray Epps thing.
Ray
where he's like, we're gonna go into the Capitol.
Oh, I'm gonna put it out there. I'm probably gonna go to jail tomorrow. We need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol. Peacefully.
He said peacefully. Why does it count when Trump says peacefully one time in an hour-long speech? Does it count when Ray Epps said peacefully? This guy was supposedly the undercover Fed that instigated the entirety of this event, but not any of these guys, I guess. None of these people.
Revolution.
Not
so
this guy.
So let me find out, Pence. Let me find out myself that you treason the country. We'll drag your ass too.
Not that guy.
Cut their head off.
He means metaphorically, guys, like the Hydra.
You can do it.
You do the right thing, or we're going to force you to do the right thing.
You can take that.
Not these guys.
And then do what? Heads on point.
Not these guys. Not these guys. Remember, every single person involved with that, every single person involved with that event, all received presidential pardons, including the people who were planning all of it from the beginning, including the Proud Boys, including the people convicted of seditious conspiracy, the people that were wheeling in boxes of guns and ammo, okay? People who were literally on camera wheeling in.
Prosecutors offered surveillance photos. They say show Vallejo wheeling the stockpile into a hotel near the Capitol.
We have all the signal logs, everything of these guys talking about their plans. And as soon as Trump gives the word, they're going to be ready to go forth and invade the Capitol.
Where do we shoot people?
We've got all the people that were talking about and bragging about all the training they were doing. Like, we have them on camera being the first people to break through every single barrier. But none of them matter. They were all pardoned. Like, the idea that it's just like, it's so out in the open. It's just to hear people like this and then to have them, all of them given a pardon. And then these guys are like, well, what does it matter? What is the message that you're sending, bro?
Then don't do the same thing. Like I just said, you want to stand on business? Then don't do those things. Then don't do the riots and the illegal protests. Actually stand on business and do the proper shit. And that is standing on business. But nobody these days actually stands on business. Everybody wants to look like they are. Nobody wants to actually do the correct thing. It's Brandon. Zero IQ. Zero. Zero. Zero.
But what we do want is we want the existing laws to be applied and to be enforced in an accurate and a fair way, which is clearly not what's happening. And really, the government not doing that and giving this asymmetrical, in my opinion, advantage to left-wing people.
I agree with you, unfortunately.
And with complete freedom, practice genuine terrorism on a daily basis and then, you know, congratulate each other about how moral and how good they are for doing it because something bad that happened in Palestine or something bad that Donald Trump did 3 years ago. This is just simply a...
How many times do I hear BLM brought up over and over and over again, but we can't talk about what is the, I'm curious if we compare, how many people did Trump pardon related to J6 versus how many of the BLM rioters did Biden pardon? Does anybody remember what was the number on BLM rioters that Joe Biden pardoned for the whole BLM riots? Anybody remember? I'm trying to remember what the number was. Certainly it wasn't zero.
A response. This is what's going to happen. And so I think that's probably what it's going to take for these left-wing people to...
I say unfortunately, because I don't even understand how I'm saying.
...realize what a bad idea what they've been doing is. Because until it starts happening to them, until they start having people that are their friends or, you know, their, you know, like icons that they look up to...
I'm not a fan of language here, by the way.
You know, until they start seeing those people get killed, I don't think it's really going to be real for them. And unfortunately, I think that's the path that we're headed down because of the government and social media companies and every other seemingly governmental apparatus that has just completely hand-waved this problem and ignored it entirely. So the death of Charlie Kirk and the assassination of him should not come as a surprise to anyone. This should be something that everybody could have expected. All you had to do is read Twitter for an hour and you could have told me this would have happened, of course. Same with Reddit. And until that core problem is addressed, you will continue to see a rapid decline in any type of social discourse. And I'm actually kind of afraid to see what's going to happen next.
He's not afraid. Also, to be clear, when these guys talk like that, they're memeing, they're trolling. Because you better believe that if people were getting killed and my president was coming out and just blaming the right without even knowing the shooter was, and I've got to go out and do events and I know that they're going to be coming for my ass next, it's like, Biden, can we like chill it out a little bit, dog? Then I would be probably worried and I'd be kind of wondering like, hey, are we gonna do anything about this? He's not worried though. He loves this shit. They all love it. They're like Hamas, basically. At the end of the day, I mean, it's two sides of the same coin, I guess. Like more death, more chaos, more, because at the end of the day, it doesn't affect them personally. He's out here printing 7 figures a month at least on all of this political shit. They love it. They all love this shit.
So the death of Charlie Kirk and the assassination of him should not come as a surprise to anyone. This should be something that everybody could have expected. All you had to do is read Twitter for an hour and you could have told me this would have happened, of course. Same with Reddit. And until that core problem is addressed, you will continue to see a rapid decline in any type of social discourse. And I'm actually kind of afraid to see what's going to happen next, because I think it's just going to continue getting worse. And I don't see the reason for it to stop. And so anyway, I wanted to make this video because it's obviously a topic that, you know, I've been talking about this a lot for the past few years now, and I was laughed at a lot, and people were telling me it wasn't that big of a deal, and, oh, they were joking. Well, I saw the video. That wasn't a joke. And the reality is that those jokes and everything create a culture and an environment.
Agreed.
What is he talking about again?
Because I think it's just going to get worse, and I'm actually kind of afraid to see what's going to happen next, because I think it's just going to continue getting worse, and I don't see the reason for it to stop. And so anyway, I wanted to make this video because it's obviously a topic that, you know, I've been talking about this a lot for the past few years now, and I was laughed at a lot, and people were telling me it wasn't that big of a deal, and, oh, they were joking. Well, I saw the video. That wasn't a joke.
Which, oh, he means the video of Charlie Kirk getting killed? Oh.
And the reality is that those jokes and everything create a culture and an environment
Agreed.
Where the actual
yes,
actions
correct.
Are more permissible. And you also have people that are the ones telling me.
This is very correct. It's absolutely correct. It doesn't matter how many times we're going to say, oh, this is not true. Well, it absolutely is true. It's true in every way. There's no way to defend
jokes.
It.
So the next time Trump jokes about locking up his political opponents, putting somebody like Liz Cheney in front of a firing squad, another Second Amendment or shooting comment, or did I already use the invading countries, bombing people? Invading countries, we're past that. Invading cities with the National Guard or the military. So the next time he makes a joke about this, are we going to say, hey, maybe that's not funny, maybe he should stop? Or is Donald Trump the only one who's allowed to tell jokes here?
They're talking around just, you know, directly, you know, saying that this is a bad thing and it shouldn't be tolerated for any reason. I don't want to go through a bunch of different names, but anybody, this is the way I look at it. I'm just going to make a categorical judgment here, is that any content creator or anybody like this who has been advocating for violence against the person in an extrajudicial way. I'm not talking about trying people who they disagree with for treason. This is
extrajudicial way, like invoking the Alien Enemies Act to allow you to extrajudicially export an entire group of people out of this country to random countries of your choosing. Like what, which extrajudicial, like the executive branch that doesn't even believe in checks and balances, or that want to fight against the ability for federal judges to even rule on federal matters, like what extrajudicial, like in what way?
It's against the person in an extrajudicial way. I'm not talking about trying people who they disagree with for treason. This is advocating for the judicial process to be used against people they disagree with. I think that's fine. But whenever you have people that are saying,
I misunderstood that. He didn't say advocating for trying people for treason because you disagree with them politically, did he? I missed that, right? Or I think I went through that too fast. Hold on.
Any content creator or anybody like in an extrajudicial way. I'm not talking about trying people who they disagree with for treason. This is advocating for the judicial process to be used against people they disagree with. I think that's fine. But whenever you have people that are saying things like 8647 or anybody who's advocating.
Oh, okay. 8647, not okay. But trying people for treason because you disagree with them, okay. What?
You guys are finding examples of who did and who said this and who would have done that. And who is like you're achieving some form of progress anywhere. Instead of just being, this is trash, we shouldn't be conducting ourselves this way. I don't think it's crazy to say that and end the conversation right there. How hard is it?
Any form of extrajudicial justice, extrajudicial justice, and basically vigilante justice on people who they disagree with politically, you have to realize that all of those people, I think, have made themselves acceptable targets. And I think that there's a lot and millions of people out there nowadays that see that. And I think that should be extremely worrying for them.
I'm here.
You have to realize that all of those people, I think, have made themselves acceptable targets. Should be terrifying.
Okay, no, I understand the wording. Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
The wording was a little bit complicated.
But we got
it. Because I had to go under to come back above, yeah. So it looked like it was going in the right direction. This is the wording. I don't think I missed it. Did I miss it?
No, you got it. You're good.
Chat, did I miss it? I still think that, maybe I missed myself. I still think that it's deplorable that it's this way, that it would make you an acceptable target, or whatever. It's a bad thing. I think you guys are saying, I'm going back. I think I had it right.
Advocating for any form of extrajudicial justice, and basically vigilante justice on people who they disagree with politically, you have to realize that all of those people, I think, have made themselves acceptable targets. And I think that there's a lot and millions of people out there nowadays that see that. And I think that should be extremely worrying for them. It should be terrifying. But the reality is,
like, the frustrating / funny / doomer thing is that he's not even really wrong. It's just the factual underpinning of what he's saying is what makes it so, like, I think there is an argument for if you advocate for certain things, you can absolutely be a target based on what you're saying. But in Asmongold's mind, None of that applies to the right, but that applies to almost everybody on the left. Like, that's, it's just like, it's, I don't know, man.
They have created that environment themselves through their own actions, through
yeah.
their behavior,
yes,
and through
we
their
have.
Own words.
We have, for
you
sure.
You reap what you sow.
And you think- reap what you sow. They still don't even believe in the results of the last election. You reap what you sow.
That things are about to get a whole
not fantastic, but
so anyway,
this
guys,
guy is
I want to make this video
home
talk about
signaling
and that's
bullshit,
not all I've got to say.
It.
So I hope Rules to do that soon. I'll record videos when I can, here and there. But for the most,
and if things get flat and things get like not much happens, and we're gonna forget about the context of how this began or whatever, and then they do some bad things, right? And then what happens? Happens next? Then if you want to, they will say, "Oh well, dude, if they do this, then reap what you sow. Here we come. Well, now we're gonna do this." And then something happens. Things get flat. Things happen. Oh, we don't remember what we're gonna do. And it's just a cycle of violence. Nobody is winning in this. Like nobody's progressing anywhere. It's just trash. Like I don't understand how even he thinks this is an acceptable way of portraying this topic. It's just stupid. This is brain. This is like a. I don't know. It's like rust. When you keep going back for your loot, and then they come back, and it's this endless thing, and nobody progresses anywhere. Nobody's doing anything. Like.
Part. As I said before, my dad has had so many really serious issues going on. I need to devote my full attention to making sure that he's healthy and taken care of. And so as much as I look forward to streaming, this has to take priority. I don't have a time frame. It will probably be a matter of weeks and maybe not even that long until I'm back regularly. And so hopefully that's the case. Anyway, guys, thank you all so much for watching. Rest in peace to Charlie Kirk, another senseless death that never needed to happen. And I think that anybody who was, you know, talking about this and turning up the heat on any of this type of political rhetoric and discussing, or at least, you know, flirting with the idea of political violence.
See, like, I still voice my disagree with him. I think it's okay to disagree. Like, I disagree with a lot of his, a lot of the wording, a lot of his predictions, but still agree with a lot of the sentiment. It's not as, like, defended, cut and dry bullshit. I can have my own opinions about this shit. Here's what it is. It's not, like, black and white. Like,
you see what I'm saying, though, right? You understand, right? That for Asmongold, and maybe for everybody on Twitch, I don't know, in their mind, people like Asmongold and XQC are, like, the right, which they probably are. I think Asmongold is probably like 80-ish to 90-ish% in alignment with MAGA beliefs. XQC maybe, I don't know, anywhere from 50 to 80%. Depends on, I guess, how, if we were to run through them all. Hassan is like 2% in alignment with the Democratic Party. But the people on Twitch, because of what Twitch is provided for, right? The people on Twitch think that Asmongold is your average MAGA person, which he is. And then Hassan Piker and Denims and Mike from PA and all the weird guys, that these are your average Democrat. They're not. They're extremely fringe, but it doesn't seem that way if you're on that platform.